GOP-run coronavirus hotspots TX, FL have fewer cases, deaths. By Edwin Mora on July 14, 2020. The two hardest-hit states by the coronavirus as of Tuesday evening. Democrat-run New York and California are not getting the same level of negative attention by the leftist mainstream media as the GOP-governed hotspots of Florida and Texas, which have lower deaths and cases. Although the ongoing spike in cases and, to a lesser extent, a rise in deaths, has speared New York, the sheer number of infections and fatalities in NY and surge-impacted California exceed those in Florida and in Texas, respectively. Amid the recent record surge in cases, the Democrat-controlled states of New York 1, and California 2, remain the top two hotspots for the most infections, followed by GOP-governed Florida 3, and Texas 4, data from Worldometer revealed. Respectively, California, Texas, Florida, and New York are the top four highest populated states in America and home to some of the most hardest hit and most populated cities. The coronavirus cases and deaths in the top two hardest hit states, New York and California, have emerged as a very sore point for the leftist media, which has chosen to largely ignore them. Instead, the media are primarily focusing on hotspot states controlled by Republicans, mainly Florida and Texas. According to data maintained by Worldometer, the states with the highest number of cases are New York, 429,244 cases, 32,461 deaths, California, 344,640, 7,209, Florida, 291,629, 4,409, and Texas, 283,766, 3,439. It includes the first state to implement a shutdown, California, and some of the states to reopen early, like Florida. The cases in California are about 20% higher than in Florida and Texas, respectively. California deaths are nearly double those from Florida and Texas. In New York, where the pandemic appears to be under control, infections are about 50% higher than in Florida and Texas. Fatalities in New York are more than 600% higher than those in Florida and more than 800% larger than those in Texas. Nevertheless, New York, the state with the most cases and deaths, and some neighboring states have implemented a travel advisory mandating quarantines for travelers from places with rising COVID-19 numbers like Texas, Florida, and California. Texas did record the highest number, 10,745, of cases on Tuesday, but it remains lower than California's peak of 11,694 on July 8, the COVID tracking project showed. On Tuesday, Florida recorded its highest single-day death count, 133, but it is still lower than California's 149 on July 9. Of the states impacted by the ongoing surge in confirmed cases, California recorded the highest peak level number of deaths, 149, and cases, 11,694, data from the COVID tracking project showed. Tracking project data revealed that the creeping rise in daily deaths across the United States in recent days stemmed, at least in part, from a high number of fatalities, including peak level figures, in California, on July 9, 149 deaths, Florida on July 14, 133, and Texas on July 9, 105. The seven-day average number of deaths across the United States has begun to creep up in recent days, but so far it is well below peak levels. More people have died from coronavirus in New York and California than Florida and Texas. Nevertheless, Democrat-allied mainstream media outlets maintain their focus on the way Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., are handling the outbreaks in their state. Meanwhile, the media has celebrated New York Andrew Cuomo, D., even as he is facing blistering criticism over the high coronavirus death toll at nursing homes in his state. The media has also praised Governor Gavin Newsom for his success in containing the coronavirus pandemic. The coronavirus's first wave shifted from the Northeast and Midwest to the South and West, primarily resulting in a significant spike in confirmed cases. After unusually low daily death numbers across the United States earlier this month that reached 209 on July 5, the death figures spiked back up. Some analysts attributed the spike to a backlog from the July 4th weekend. Others acknowledge that there is a lag of about 3 weeks or more between infection detection and death. The spike in confirmed cases that reached historic levels in the U.S. of more than 66,000 new cases on July 10 began more than 3 weeks ago, so the number of deaths could start to surge. So far, the surge was short-term and remained below peak levels. New York City, not the entire state, California, Florida, and Texas have reportedly joined several other states in pausing or rolling back their reopening timelines amid the spike in cases. There are reportedly over 3.4 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States, and the disease has killed more than 136,000.